أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن كنتم جنوا فاطهروا. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained about wudu, and wudu is more common than ghusl. In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains about ghusl, which comes about less than wudu. And after that, about tayammum. And tayammum generally comes much less than wudu also, and ghusl also. And in wudu, the four parts of the body have to be, three parts have to be washed, and the masa of the head has to be made. When Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to Kufa, the people asked him that how was the wudu of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he did not give a bayan about it, but rather he called for a jug of wood of water, and he made wudu practically in front of them. And in that everyone understands. The people who are very academic minded also understand, and the ordinary person also understands. And in that he washed his legs also. So the washing of the legs and the whole life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion at the time of Hudaybiyah, when the Sahaba were in a hurry and they were making wudu, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Waylun lil iqab," that be very careful about the ankles, that they must not get left out in the washing. Well, that is the washing of the legs, that it must be done. So it is that a person in wudu, there are four farad, that is to wash the hands, the face, the whole face from the ear lobes, one ear lobe to the other, from the tip of the hair on the top right to the bottom by the chin, every part, and particular attention must be paid to the where the place where the moustache grows above the lip, and the place between the ear and the beard, that part also. So these are parts that can easily be left out. So a person must be very particular in washing his face properly. Washing the arms, that also, the elbows must be very, person must be very careful, including the elbows. And about how much more a person goes, so much more the shine will be, the nur will be on the day of Qiyamah. So he must wash his arms also properly. And then make masa of the head, at least a quarter of the head, the masa must be made, which is farad. And if we make masa of the whole head, which we should try and do at all times, that is also part of the wudu. And then washing of the legs. And washing of the legs also, we should be very particular about washing the legs. Every part gets washed properly. In between the toes, especially those of us whose toes are like close to one another. There isn't like space between them. They are like knitted together. So they must be very careful that water reaches there between the toes, also. Also, between where the toes meet with the leg, that part there, person must be careful. The whole bottom of the leg must also be washed properly. Every part must be washed properly. So wuzu must be made properly. Wuzu is the key of salah. If the wuzu is not made properly, then of course it's quite clear that the namaz will not be made properly. Many a people, we see unfortunately a common practice that they just like dangle their leg under the tap, and they just shake it a little bit and feel that they have washed their legs, whereas that is not washing. It must be that every the whole foot, including the ankle, it must be washed properly. It must be, water must flow properly, and every hair, and a person must rub it with his hands properly. So wuzu must be done properly, and there are great, great merits for wuzu. And also, while making wuzu, we should not be wasting water, talking of worldly things, etc. And as far as possible, pay attention, and there are du'as to be recited when making wudu, to do that also. So wudu, which has been discussed in this ayat, is a very important aspect and it must be done completely. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq that we pay attention to our wudu also properly. If the wudu is correct, then the namaz hopefully inshallah will also be correct. But if our wudu we don't pay attention to and we don't make it correctly, then we can't expect the namaz then to be correct. May Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah. Thank you.